It's time for the Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show on 106.7 WMBI and MountVernonRadio.com. Wildcats football is brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, T. Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, Russell's Excavating, Keitel Eye Care, GAF, and Tequila's.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mount Vernon Football Coaches Show. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Justin Fisher in the lobby of the United Fidelity Bank, and you're listening to 106.7 WMVI, MountVernonRadio.com. Coach, thanks for the time, and we've got a great win to talk about. You want to talk about another issue first, and it's not the best news of the day.
Yeah, I do. It was a great win. It was a little dampened by the news of Grant Lippe. Grant got hurt in the second quarter. He's one of our senior leaders, one of our best players. Sometimes you kind of hide these injuries, but, you know, we have to trade depth charts to the other team. And so whenever somebody's going to be out for a lengthy period of time, there's no reason to hide that. So unfortunately, we've lost him probably for the season. Hopefully, if we go long enough in the tournament, he'll have a shot to get back. But Grant is an outstanding young man, one of the hardest workers on the team, and his family are great people, as good as there are in this community. His older brother played for us a couple years ago, had to battle through some injuries. And then, of course, Grant, you know, was hurt last year with a broken collarbone after week six. So it's been a tough go. It was an emotional night. After you win 44-0, you're pretty happy, but I was just thinking about him more than anything, and so that definitely kind of dampened the mood a little bit on Friday night after a big win. So I just wanted to mention to him how much respect that we as the coaches have for him. Me personally, I can't say enough good things about him and the family. So really heartbroken for him, and that happened on Friday night, and sometimes that happens in the game of football. So we'll move on and rally around him, but I feel compelled to definitely say something about him and the family and the type of people there are. I think the world of Grant Lippe, so just the tough loss there to start the season.
Yeah, I just met him a couple weeks ago at this show. You brought him and was very impressed with the way he handled himself, and then when you read his statistics from last year, six games, and he was honorable all-conference honorable mention. That's pretty impressive, but he was a very – very impressive young man to talk to.
Yeah, and individually, you know, first and foremost about him and him not being able to have a senior season's the big thing. But it's going to hurt us as a team, and you know, some of our depth is taking a hit, so we're going to have to find some guys and build some depth and move on and hopefully play our best football on Friday night and, like I said, rally around him.
Yeah, well, very well said, Coach. And I don't know what else you can say about that. It's just awful because kids' time here in high school is defined, and you don't get a medical redshirt year next year. So
no, you don't. Sometimes it's not fair, unfortunately.
That's true. Well, in Friday night's game, you know, you took last year's, I believe it was 48-21 loss, turned around 44-0. Says an awful lot about the value of the Big Uglies. Because they still had their quarterback. He was one of their runners. They had three last year that gained over 100 yards. They didn't have that this year. And it wasn't necessarily the quality of the running backs. I believe Pund was also one of those last year that had over 100.
Right.
Their Big Uglies couldn't open the holes. And one of the things, for my statistics, and these are highly unofficial, they ran 46 offensive plays for 64 yards. We ran 38 for 400.
You're very close to what we have down here, too. So, yeah, it's pretty close. Okay. I think, you know, to your point there, they did graduate some key kids every year in high school football. It's going to be different. But, you know, we were up at 24-0. We should have been up by more. We had to punt the ball a couple times, had turnover on downs. We had interception in the end zone that, you know, Brady had in his hands and just kind of one of those things that happens where he lost control of it and it was kind of a freak deal there. So We should have been up 40-0 halftime. I knew all week I felt like that we were a better team. However, when you do this long enough, you never know for sure. Mm-hmm. So we prepared the best way we could, and we showed kids the clips of last year getting embarrassed up there, and we wanted to physically put it on them. And I'm not trying to disrespect Forest Park or the program, but You know, they physically dominated us last year. So we were trying to turn the tables this year, and that's what happened. And so kind of how we structure a game plan on defense was to be aggressive and to be physical. And I felt like, you know, we were able to do that.
I told somebody, I said, yeah, this was a great first win. It was actually a great night because we got the win, we looked good, and there's room for improvement. There were some definite places, but you know, you talked about offensively or defensively. Pardon me.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta ask, who the heck is Ryan Lilliston? I said his name all night long. Never heard of him before. That kid, he did everything.
Okay, so you asked me on the first radio show. I was thinking about this. Who is a kid that's going to kind of emerge? And
right.
Sometimes when you're doing this, you just kind of go blank and you forget about it. And I've been meaning to mention him because he's a good athlete. He's a sophomore. Mm-hmm. He is a tireless worker in the weight room. He's transformed himself. He made some great solo tackles. He finished with seven tackles the other night. So we've been pretty high on him. I'm not really surprised to see it. He's going to have his work cut out for him this week when we go to Boonville.
He even the very first punt he fielded, and it was kind of a low line drive. You don't want him running in, swooping in to take off with it, but he came in under control, caught it, and laid down. That was the perfect. What he didn't risk. Possession.
He's smart. Yeah, he's an impressive looking athlete. Very strong, fast, hard worker. We feel like the sky's the limit for him. To your point, defensively, you know, we kind of played cover zero and blitzed a little bit. I'm looking at total tackles here. Shane Henderson led us with, I believe, 10 on the night. Shane Krieger, well, Shane also had 9, including 3 tackles for loss. Some other notable performance on that side of the ball. Easton Hall had a good night with 6 total. Tackles, we already mentioned Ryan Lilliston, who had 7. Brady Schickel continued to do his thing. He had 6 total tackles, including 2.5 sacks. Hall also contributed to a half a sack there as well. Logan Clowers, who's with us here this evening, he had 4 tackles on that side of the ball. So it was a collective effort. I really, if I'm just not looking at the stat book, I thought we tackled well. Like you mentioned, Lilliston. I thought Shane and Saint continue or inside Shane Krieger and Saint Henderson, both of our inside linebackers, continue to play downhill and play aggressively. I thought Schickel and Hall were really good on the edge. A couple of times they lost leverage. Those guys should be good. We expect them to be good. They have to be good. And then inside, I thought we got some good efforts there too. We're going to have to try to rearrange some pieces to make up for Grant Lippe. But
right.
And I thought Logan Clowers, and I was really impressed with Kel Collins as well. I thought Kel's technique. Sometimes we've been on about playing a little high, but those guys were playing man coverage all night with no help. And I thought the Kel's technique was very good. His pad level was great. Mm-hmm. And Logan, usually we assign him to the best receiver like we always do. Mm-hmm. And I thought he did a nice job on their best athlete at receiver.
He had several good knockaways that looked like the guy is open, but right at the last second, the basketball player stuck his hand in there.
Yeah.
And we're used to that all season long in basketball. But you said something. One play in particular, I thought they were going to get the outside. Brady got blocked down or something. Snodgrass was right there to make the tackle. It was just another support person. Mm-hmm. It was just the total team effort, and that was very impressive. I thought he did a good job, and I kind of wonder what happens. I mean, we don't have a whole lot of depth at that position.
Talking about defensive end?
At quarterback position.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. This is one of those, like, we don't, and it's unfortunate. We have to play our guys on offense, defense, and let's face it, we've gotten thinner with a couple here recently, so our guys are just going to have to embrace the fact that, especially if you're an upperclassman, you're going to have to play special teams, offense, and defense, and we'll get them out when we can. That's sometimes it can be tough, depending on the season. You know, if you don't have things go your way from an injury standpoint, but you just have to – you have to keep on keeping on and prepare the best way you can each week and just be in good shape and, you know, try to go both ways. That's we're going to have to do. We have no other option.
Sure. I did notice you switched up your kickoff team. You didn't have as many of the starters there as the score got up. You had, I believe, Weintraut was contained on one side, and who was the other one on the other side? I can't remember.
I'm not sure who it was on that
particular
instance.
But those were the
only
two. Everybody else was unfamiliar numbers to me.
Yeah, so we got a couple of young kids in there. Luke made a nice tackle. He's with us tonight, too, here. Weintraut was impressed by that. We got some young kids. Wass Bickerstaff was on there. Bryson Riggin, who we think has a chance to be an excellent football player. All those guys. Jordan Greyhouse played some. Paxton Boyd. So we did get some guys out there on the kickoff team. They're going to have to because – Krieger, Hall, St. Henderson, Clowers.
They don't need another 50-yard dash.
Schickel, you know, Ryder, all these guys are playing so much that we're going to have to spell them somehow. So
yeah. Well, and the other thing, too, that's you keeping your pipeline loaded because you get those freshmen and sophomores in there. It's a tackle. It's a varsity play. You know, they might get the snot kicked out of them if they don't have their head on a swivel. But next year, they'll be that much better just for those kickoffs.
And we were bad on kickoff last year, so we've tried to tell the kids, if you're going to get a break, it has to be on offense or defense. We can't let people kick the ball deep and let them return to the 50-yard line or further. So, Alan, to wrap up the defense side, I was very pleased with, and we were physically better than Forest Park, so we should have done it. Actually, the score should have been 44-0 at half. Mm-hmm. No disrespect to them.
Right.
But, you know, they put it on us pretty good, and we took it on the chin last year, so we were kind of one to turn the tables and dish it out to them. That's football. It's violent. It's a rough and tumble game, so that's just the way it is.
It's a collision sport.
Yes, it is.
Basketball is a contact sport. Football's a collision sport.
Yep.
That's something else that just love the cross training. Oh, I talked about your receivers or basketball players. They catch in their hands when they're on the basketball court. A loose ball, they're the first ones on the floor because they don't care about the collision with the floor.
Right.
I tell you what.
Want to go offense or we'll talk about later?
Probably I'll take a commercial break before the studio gets upset. We will return momentarily. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, ideal certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult. And when you come to Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it's not. This week's vehicle of the week is a 2015 Ram Crew Cab. It's loaded up with that Western feel with the Longhorn package, two-tone leather interior, wood grain, and all the options. Get luxury in a pickup at a great price, just $22,990. Stop by our lot at 312 College Avenue or visit us online at actpreowned.com. Financing is available for all credit situations at Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon M-Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student-athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M-Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M-Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
This week at Bud's Hardware, get a 50-pound bag of Kentucky 31 Fescue Grass Seed for $69.99 a bag. Bales of straw for $5 a piece. And everything you need to prepare your yard for next year. Get it at Bud's Hardware. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until 5. Celebrating 151 years serving Mount Vernon. Bud's Hardware on Main Street. For over 40 years, Russell's Excavating has proudly served the community. Specializing in commercial and industrial services, Russell's offers site preparation for new construction projects, demolition and industrial maintenance services, and all services are rendered with an emphasis on safety first and customer satisfaction. A proud supporter of Wildcats football is family-owned Russell's Excavating at 6800 Littered Road South in Mount Vernon. Call 812-838-2471 for Russell's Excavating.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Mount Vernon Football Coaches Show. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Justin Fisher in the lobby of the United Fidelity Bank downtown, and you're listening to 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. Coach, you want to talk? We finished defense in the first segment. You want to talk a little bit about offense?
Yeah, just point out some stats here. Some guys, like I said before, there were some good spots, but we left some drives where we had to punt in the first half, and then also a couple that turnover on down, so I think there's definitely room for improvement offensively. we start off in the game. First touchdown was Krieger on a 47-yard touchdown, so that put us up early. It was good to see him. That's been a long time coming for him, you know, just kind of busting out in the run game. I was I know Shane can move. I'm not surprised, but I felt like he was really fast in open field, maybe even more so than what I had remembered. So that was good to see him.
He had an extra step on him. Yep. I thought he outran the angles on the second one, the second long one that he had. He outran the angles of the safeties, and I thought they thought they had him, but no.
Yeah. So he got us on the board early, and like you said, had a long one. So he had four carries on the night, right at 100 yards. Easton Hall and him are both going to get more workload with you know, Grant being down. Hall had six rushes for 47 yards, including one where he trucked the corner. So we'd love to see that, where he just punished that guy. And so he's a physical hard runner. Both those guys are. Passing, Snodgrass, 7 for 13 for 203 yards. Of course, Nash kind of picked up where he left off last year. Three catches for, I think I had him for 160 and three touchdowns.
Okay. I had him 159, so we're right there. Now, is Nash going to ever catch anything that's not a touchdown?
Well, yes, he will.
He will.
Hopefully this week. And then we had a contribution by some other guys, pass receiving. Luke had a couple catches, Weintraut for a big third down conversion. Logan Clowers had a big catch where he broke a number of tackles. Just kind of wanted to see him go down and not take a big shot there. Kept kind of spinning off people.
He just didn't quit.
Yeah.
And then he turned back into the inside of the field, and I thought, oh, boy, here it comes. You can get hit from the blind side. And
that's what I was concerned about, too, but he didn't seem to care. So he made a nice catch and run. And then
got those Clowers hands like toilet.
I guess so. And then Brady caught a couple passes for us. He'll be more involved in the passing game. So we feel like we have a number of people to spread it out to. In summary, total yards in the game, we had 398 right at 400 to their 50. So quite a discrepancy, maybe as much so as – any game that I've been a part of as a head coach or assistant coach here in my 6 years.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was we were wondering about the punting game. Kind of looked like you saw that, but the Australian-style punting works just well. And you were right when you said they're going to have to respect the fact that the ball's in Snodgrass's hands.
That was a big punt. Whenever we shouldn't have had to punt the ball. We did.
Right.
So I think we downed it on like their 2 or 3 yard line. So that was a good way to start it out.
Yep, absolutely it was. So yeah, you got we talked about it. You got Logan Clowers here and Luke Weintraut, a couple of seniors.
Yeah,
and you're going to say something about them, and then we're going to talk to them a little bit.
Yeah, Luke. I'll start off with Luke since he's closest to me here. Luke Weintraut. He didn't play football until his junior year. Actually, I knew Luke was a really good kid from having a class. You know, good family. And kind of discovered it by watching him play, you know, football in class. Like, okay, this guy can catch. He's a good athlete. He can move. And he's smart. And so he's a good kid, dependable. So you'll take as many of those as you can get.
Absolutely. That's what you want on your team.
Yeah.
Regardless of how, and then figure out how to use him.
Right, exactly. And so we tried to kind of ease him into it last year, keep him playing some JV, you know, just get used to the physicality of the game. Friday night, I was impressed by the tackle he made on kickoff, so he's going to help us out on special teams. He's going to get some corner reps for us, too, you know, to be able to build a little depth there. And then also, he made a couple key third down catches, and Ryder just overthrew him on one on the sideline. You know, could have been a touchdown there, but he made a good effort for it. Yeah. And then, of course, we got Logan Cloud, who's been – Logan was a kind of a JV varsity player sophomore year, but he kept getting better and better. Well, he felt like he earned his right to be a starter at defensive back as a sophomore. He was honorable mention all conference last year as a cornerback. He led us in pass breakups. He usually is assigned to the best teams, you know, the other team's best receiver. And he's going to make some contribution, as you saw, on the offensive side of the ball, catching the ball for us as well. And last thing I will say, and I'll shut up and let them talk, is both these kids are class acts. Humble, work hard, just – can't really say enough good things about the way they conduct themselves on a daily basis at, you know, at school and on the football field as well. So just really respect them and think a lot of them and the way they, you know, their demeanor, the way they approach their business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very good. Okay, well, yeah, we'll talk about them some more when they're not listening. Go ahead and give it over to Luke Weintraut, and we'll talk about him. Luke, it was nice to meet you. Like I said, enjoyed watching your season, watching you progress last year, and now this year, being one of the senior leaders, even so you're only second year of football, you're going to have to step up and really show some things. He talked about that tackle you made on the kickoff. It's very difficult to be taking care of contain and also make the tackle, because sometimes you risk sticking your nose in there, you lose contain, but not when you're sure-handed and you take him down. That was a very impressive play.
Thank you.
I assume you're going to have more of those in there. That's now you have the left side on the kickoff, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. That sometimes is difficult too for right-handed players to go on the back on the opposite side. Do you have any adjustment for that, or is everything kind of coming instinctual now after last season?
Yeah, I just kind of go out there and try my best.
That's all we can ask, and that's one thing we talk about. That's the signature of Mount Vernon football. Is it doesn't matter if they were not so good a number of years ago, they still tried as hard as they could from the opening gun till the closing whistle. So good to have you there. Receiving wise, are you one of those receivers goes back in the huddle and tells him, I'm open every play?
Sometimes I try and just do my job and catch the pass when it's thrown to me.
You got good size. They list you at 6'1", 180, and you got sometimes you'll face defensive backs that are only 5'9", and that, you know, you got 4 inches height on them. And excuse me. Did you run into that the other night? I didn't see who was covering you for Forest Park.
No, they were more pressing me, so I just had to get around them.
Okay, well, you know, we talked about, I told Coach earlier in the season, he's really got problems on offense. He's got so many good weapons. If you can't score a ton of points, something's wrong. So you're certainly one of those weapons that's coming into fruition, going to serve some big dividends here for this season. As a receiver, how's your have they taught you to block yet?
Yeah, they've taught me to block.
One of the things over the years, Mount Vernon's receivers do block very well downfield, and you rarely get a penalty. And a lot of teams' receivers aren't particularly good at blocking, so they'll go downfield, they'll either hold or clip. And we don't see those penalties at Mount Vernon. So you're going to have to carry on that tradition as well. And in the scrimmage against Harrison, I noticed there were a couple of really good downfield blocks, and I don't remember specifically who they were, but they were the receivers and might have been both of you guys. I don't know. But that's something – that's just one of those extra plays that even though you're not the one toting the ball, you're still, you know, a big factor in that play. So keep up the good work, and I guess give it over to Logan, and we will see what he's got to say. Well, Mr. Clowers, you on defense the other night. I mean, yeah, you caught a pass, which was great, but defensively, you were covering their king, was their best receiver, kind of the only one they ever threw to, really.
Yeah,
he was 6'1". So he's got you by 4 inches, but on his crossing routes where it just looked like he had you by a step, you were close enough you'd always reach in and knock the ball away right at the end. I thought those were some very, very good plays on your part.
Thank you. I try.
Yeah. Now, are you going to give us an over and under if I set a number? How many picks you're going to get this year?
How many picks? Well, we'll see how many times they throw the ball my way. But
I did have a defensive back one time. He came back. He was complaining because he said they don't throw it to my side anymore.
Yeah.
I said that's great.
Yeah.
That means they're tired of trying you. They're not going to throw it to me.
Yeah, you're doing your job.
Exactly. And especially there's one thing about knocking it down, there's another when you take it away.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I got some help though with Kale on the other side. They'll have to throw my way eventually because he's going to lock him up too. So,
yeah, he did a very good job last year when he earned that job, and now he's come right out of the gate.
Absolutely.
Now,
absolutely.
We're going up to Boonville this Friday. It didn't matter if we were the better team and they were the lesser or vice versa. These have turned into real slugfests, and they just always go down to the last possession. And, you know, you could play a very pivotal role there on either side of the ball. Mm-hmm. Any special things that you've got in mind for Boonville?
For Boonville, well, they they look to pass the ball a lot, which I like personally as
absolutely.
A DB.
Yeah. Absolutely. When they switched quarterbacks, they moved Davis to a running back.
Yep.
And so apparently the new kid must be pretty darn good.
He's got quite the arm. Quite the arm.
Yeah. Well,
likes the deep ball.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and you know how to get a rebound, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Well, yes, sir.
Deep balls are going to come down from up high, so just go up and get them.
Yeah, me and Kale are excited. We're chomping at the bits for it.
Good. Well, that's I love to hear that, and I'm sure, well, outside of Coach's earshot, there might be a little wager going between you and Kale.
I don't know about that.
No, sorry. No, it's look forward to seeing you guys' progression this season. You're both going to play key roles for this team. A lot of seniors, and you're going to have to provide leadership both when you have the ball in your hand and when you don't. And and especially like the contain position on the kickoffs, that's just a huge, huge responsibility. And it's you don't do it, can't do it 95% of the time. You got to do it 100% of the time. So good luck. And good luck to you guys the rest of the season.
We will
step away and take our final break of the evening. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, ideal certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Whether you were on the field playing or sitting in the stands, clear vision is important for a successful Friday night experience. Dr. Darren Keitel, with almost 30 years of work in optometry, is dedicated to giving your eyes the care they need. Keitel Eye Care is located at 1900 West 4th Street in Mount Vernon. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Call Keitel Eye Care at 812-838-5526. Dr. Darren Keitel wishes head coach Justin Fisher and the Mount Vernon football team the best of luck this season.
Are you ready to make your real estate dreams a reality? Then give us a call today at Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty. Our community and market knowledge and effective negotiation skills are what you need, whether you are buying that dream home or selling your existing property. Team Milam has been the number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. See our listings online at teammilam.com or call 812-453-1068 to discuss your needs. Team Milam Real Estate, going that extra mile.
GAF of Mount Vernon, North America's premier roofing and waterproofing manufacturer, proudly supports Posey County football with the mission to protect what matters most. GAF builds unmatched strength, safety, and innovation, qualities that inspire champions on and off the field. GAF is honored to stand alongside our community and cheer on the Wildcats and Vikings players as they leave it all on the field this season. Here's to a safe, successful, and unforgettable season with pride and support from your friends at GAF.
A proud supporter of Wildcats football is Tequila's Mexican Restaurant in Mount Vernon. Check out their delicious lunch, dinner, and drink specials. Dine-in, carry-out, and delivery available. Find their menu and order online at tequilasmexicanrestaurant.com. Satisfy your craving for great Mexican cuisine at Tequila's Mexican Restaurant. Open Monday through Sunday from 11 until 9 at 408 Plaza Drive in the Southwind Plaza in Mount Vernon.
Expressway Jeep's summer sell down just got better. All new vehicle prices reduced even more. We've got a great selection of Voyagers, Wranglers, Gladiators, Grand Cherokees, Ram 1500s, and Ram 2500s, all priced to sell. Plus, we slash prices on every pre-owned vehicle on the lot, now $500 to $2,000 off. The savings are real, and right now through Labor Day at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana. Don't miss these deals.
Excludes tax, title, and 250 dock fee. See dealer for details.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Mount Vernon Football Coaches Show. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Justin Fisher. We are in the lobby of the United Fidelity Bank in downtown Mount Vernon, and you're listening to 106.7 WMVI. You just heard from Luke Weintraut and Logan Clowers, a couple of the seniors on the team that are going to be figuring prominently throughout the season. And now, Coach, we're going to turn to Friday night's game at Boonville. They're not going to greet you with open arms and a garden party. It's going to be a war.
That it will be.
I understand they must have a pretty darn good quarterback if they moved two-year starting quarterback Grant Davis to a running back and replaced him with another quarterback. And maybe they maximize both positions by doing that, I'm
right.
sure.
Right. Yeah, Jackson McCain is didn't play football as a sophomore. Really good basketball player. I think he's a really good baseball player, 6'3".
He's a lefty,
I mean,
he too,
looks
is
like
he not?
The, he's right-handed.
Is he right? Okay.
At least he is in football.
Okay. I'm sure.
Basketball is. I've never seen him play baseball, but I mean, like, he's what you think of when you think of, like, a pocket passing quarterback, and he's also mobile enough to run the ball. He's a good enough athlete and to hurt you with his legs, or if not that, to get out of pressure, give himself some time to be able to find somebody downfield. So, really, you know, Alan, this is always a big game for both teams. It has been the last few years. I don't know if I'd call it a rivalry, but I think it's probably an important game because they've been so evenly matched. I think there's a lot of similarities in communities. You know,
I agree with you.
The only difference is they're a little bigger than we are. They're close to 900 kids, but you know, sometimes we have that advantage on teams whenever we play schools from the smaller school, like last week too. So this game's always been competitive. Like I said, I think kind of sometimes we're a mirror image of each other. Seems like we play in any sports kind of a knockdown drag out.
Yep.
And the games the last couple of years have been extremely close, have come down to the wire. So I would expect nothing else, but I'm very impressed with the team they have and how hard they're playing right now. So it's going to be a dogfight for sure.
You know, I was in a basketball game with Brady Schickel could play block defense and push and shove with his hips and everything. He played McCain, guarded him one-on-one, guarded man-to-man the length of the court. And McCain's an 84-foot player. And Brady had to guard him the entire way, did a bang-up job, and really, really took it to him, and which was the first time I saw that Brady could play away from the basket on defense as well as he did. And so I'm sure Friday night you're going to have some matchups, some tough meetings in the backfield there, or maybe some missed tackles in the backfield, depending on who wins that battle. But there's some a personal rivalry kind of there developing.
Yeah, and I think both, like I said, I think, I don't know if I'd call it a rivalry. I just think this game's been so important for both teams because, you know, if you're in the upper or the big school division of the PAC, everybody's kind of looking up at Gibson Southern Heritage Hill. So, you know, that this game's kind of a swing game and can kind of dictate how your season goes. So it's going to be a big one. You know, they coached Ward last year. They have a new head coach. And he was somebody that I really thought a lot of, just the way he carried himself and conducted himself. And, you know, Coach Batch is a new coach there, and so I feel like when I watch them on tape, they're playing with a lot of energy and a lot of fire, a lot of juice. And, you know, when I watch them play offensively up front, for example, their offensive linemen are blocking definitely until the whistle. So, you know, they're, like I said, they're playing with a lot of juice right now. The question will become, much like our team too, what happens when we face adversity? Because neither team was really tested in week one.
Right.
Forest Park doesn't have one of their best teams, and Paley doesn't have one of their best teams either.
Right. They're both 1A opponents, too, I believe.
I think Paley's 2A. But nonetheless, they don't have, you know, the best teams they've had. So what's going to happen this week when both teams are tested? Sometimes when you expect a really competitive game, it doesn't always end up that way.
Right.
But you know, when I watch the film, you know, I think these two teams are similar. We're going to have to do everything to go there and play as hard as we can to come out of there with a win because good players, they have a really good senior class. They don't have many. The Klanner kid, tight end, 6'5", is a scholarship kid for football. The Davis kid was an all-conference. He moved from quarterback to running back. Is very shifty. The McCain kid has totally changed their offense because he can make all the throws, which is unique in a high school football quarterback, so it makes you have to defend the field in a different way. I'm impressed with their offensive line. You know, they're not big at the guard position. They're bigger at the tackle position. But
it's kind of standard.
Yep. Their right tackle
aggressive, a Hall kid, and the left tackle, the Mays kid, I think is really a sophomore, I believe, and he does a nice job coming off the football. So it's they have some really good pieces in their senior class, and this junior class was probably one they've been waiting on for a while. They've had a couple defections out of that junior class that are no longer playing or have gone somewhere else, but they still have a really good junior class. So it's going to take everything we got and then some to come out of there with a win on Friday night. But, you know, don't obsess over winning and losing. Obsess over preparing the right way and just let it all hang out and
absolutely
represent your school and community the right way. And if you do that, often you'll come out on top. If not, you did your best. There's no shame in that. So, but
absolutely,
we're going there to win the game and hopefully a little extra incentive, or, you know, incentive to play hard for Grant Lippe.
Absolutely. One of the things I wanted to bring up earlier, and it kind of got away from me, your special teams, your kicking. Higginson did a great job once again. I gave half of a couple of those points to Logan Clowers. He did some masterful jobs at pulling down some, you know, snaps that weren't exactly perfect. And that's one of those things that, you know, you're not professionals. You're not in the NFL where you practice that 8 hours a day. So that's one of those things that's difficult to get to be 100% precision. But you guys pulled it off very well, and I forgot to mention that with Logan's. His hands are really good back there, quick.
I forgot to mention he's our holder, too. I think we got to work on the timing there. Mason's hesitating a little bit.
Yeah.
Last year we got one block because a Klanner kid, they put him in the middle of extra point block, and he's 6'5 and or more, and he jumped up and blocked one last year. So we'll have to work on that this year, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah, and the McCain kid, too, is 6'2", and
at least.
Yeah, and Davis was 5'10 at tops, maybe.
Yeah.
So you got a difference there when you look at making all those throws. He can see over the line a little bit better. And you guys had one of the linemen knocked the ball down Friday night that if he doesn't touch it, it was trouble. The receiver had a step on the defender, and the ball would look like, from our side angle, looked to be on target, but you had a big old ugly jump up and knock it down.
Right.
So
we'll have to put some pressure on him, challenge our receivers, and you know, we'll see what happens. But I would anticipate kind of a really close game, and that's the fun part of it, and it's also the scary part in it too, because you know the margin for error is probably real slim on both sides of the coin, and you know, blocked extra point, a made extra point. You just never know, but this job can become miserable if you obsess about winning and losing. There's a lot of variables you can't control, just like last Friday night when somebody goes down. Every team experiences that. We're not the only one. All we can really do is talk to our kids. If you want to obsess about something, obsess over preparing the right way, practicing the right way, and then the result is going to be what it is. And so if you do those things right, then often, you know, the score is going to be what you want it to be, and the result will be what you want it to be. But
something else that I think I hope will play a big role in this, your players talked about it the first week of this show, that it's a senior-driven team, and you've got so many seniors. They know how big that game is up there. When the going gets tough late in the game, you got a lot of seniors on the field to calm the other kids down.
You know, sometimes like the psychology of all this in sports too, I hope they do.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think when you beat a team maybe the year before, there's a tendency to maybe relax.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the opposite team might have the advantage. I think we kind of flipped it on Boonville last year. They had beat a ranked Linton team the week before they played us, and we had looked totally miserable at Forest Park.
Yeah.
And then we had the hurricane and all that week. It was a messed up. We ended up playing on a Saturday, kind of on a sleepy Saturday. And I'm sure they felt like some things went against them, and that allowed us to win the game. And I'm sure, you know, they don't feel like we should have beat them or that they should beat us this year. But it's going to be a test. And we just have to go in there, be prepared to fight and fight some more, because they're sky high with the new coach.
Mm-hmm.
They really haven't hit adversity yet. It's just going to be interesting. If you're a competitor, then you have to like the challenge of it. And they're a good team. I think they're going to challenge us in every way possible.
Well, it's the last go-around for your seniors, so they're going to have some extra incentive within themselves. And what time is the game on Friday?
Alan, you asked me. I have no idea. I know what time the JV game is tonight.
Okay. Yeah, I better let you go to get to that because we are running late.
But I haven't gotten that far to Friday yet. I'm thinking about Tuesday and Wednesday.
Folks, find out when the game is. You can look it up online on, is it MV MV Athletics or something like that?
Event link. You can look it up on the event link. You can go to the Mount Vernon page. You can go to John Harrell Football. There's a number of – I mean –
it's either 6:30 or 7.
I know I sound ridiculous and probably stupid. I know I sound stupid for not knowing what time it is, but I'll get to Tuesday or Wednesday and then type out the pregame itinerary. If it's 6:30 or, you know, we kind of adjust when the groups come out. If it's 7, we play different times every week because it seems like.
I know. That is awful. It's tough to get in an exact same rhythm every week. But anyway, folks, bring your noisy neighbors. Go up to Boonville. It's not that long of a drive, and these kids deserve your support. And we will leave it there and just wish them all good luck, and we'll be there with bells on. And with that, I'll say good night to all good sports.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, T. Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, Russell's Excavating, Keitel Eye Care, GAF, and Tequila's. Keep up to date with Mount Vernon Sports on your home of the Wildcats, 106.7 WMVI and PoseyCountyRadio.com.